You're listening to SBS News.
Amani Haider used painting to work through her trauma after her family was rocked by a domestic violence incident almost 5 years ago. In March 2015, Amani's mother Salwa was killed by Amani's father Haider in her Bexley townhouse in southern Sydney. She was stabbed 30 times and died at the scene. She was 45 years old.
It was very confronting because you don't really expect major crimes like that to take place in your life. And it was difficult to get my head around it.
At the time, Ms. Haider was a litigation lawyer and pregnant with her first child.
I remember when I gave birth, my husband was carrying my daughter around while she was like crying. And the midwife sat down and asked me, oh, so where's your mum? And I was like, oh, she hasn't read my file and now I've got to go through all this. And I explained that she had been murdered by my dad 5 months prior. And there wasn't really anything that she could say, really, to provide any comfort in that moment. But I did then say, you know, I'm really proud to have a daughter. I'm from a family of strong women.
It was this exchange that she would later read before the court in her victim impact statement.
I spent a lot of time over the 2 years between the murder and the trial thinking about what I would put in my victim impact statement, knowing that it would be of limited use, but it would be an opportunity for me to speak. And it was important for me to vocalise the type of work that my mum did, what type of person she was, how she would be remembered, and the fact that the huge injustice that had taken place would never really be remedied by the criminal justice system.
A drug and alcohol counsellor at St Vincent's Hospital in Sydney, Salwa had always wanted to help others.
My mum was very intelligent, very resilient, and a really hard worker. As a counsellor, she was able to identify the toxic aspect of her relationship, and she was able to name things like gaslighting and that he was controlling, and she was getting better and better at that. And I think that was really informing her decisions, and she was exercising her agency and planning to leave this relationship and taking real steps to establish herself as an independent woman and to move on from that environment.
In the months following her mother's death, Amani Haider busied herself in sadaqa, a form of Islamic charity.
And a sadaqa jariya is one that is continuous. So it's something that is like a flowing stream where you're continuously giving back. And it's a form of charity. It's important to me to give some of my time. And I do a lot of that on my mum's behalf as well, because I don't want her memory to fade. I want to keep her memory alive.
Through her father's trial, Ms. Haider recognised elements of the legal process that she felt needed to change. She wants the legal system to provide better mental health support for domestic violence survivors and place less emphasis on the character evidence of domestic violence perpetrators.
I think there's limited value to going back through how well-educated someone was or how good they were at cricket when they've committed a murder and someone's dead and they can't get their lives back.
Amani Haider currently serves as a volunteer board member of Bankstown Women's Health Centre, working on policies and procedures as well as attending events as a keynote speaker. A safe space for women, the centre provides free or discounted health and wellbeing services, such as casework and counselling.
Women from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds face more barriers to accessing support when they experience violence. And that means that it's not just men putting them at risk, it's the structure of society as a whole. And when we place opportunities and provide pathways for people to make decisions that work for them, they're more likely to escape violence and they're more likely to stay out of a violent relationship in the long term.
The CEO of Bankstown Women's Health Centre, Maryam Murad, says 70% of clients who present at the centre are not from an English-speaking background, with 65% speaking either Arabic or Vietnamese. Ms. Murad says 90 to 95% of clients experience domestic or family violence.
Amani makes herself always available for advice, and that's really helpful for us, because it's about getting that direct support there and then, because the legal system's quite complicated and it's really hard to navigate. So having someone with that knowledge to know what to do and what your rights are is really important.
But for Ms. Hayder, storytelling always came easiest through a paintbrush, a way of coping with the loss of her mother and her grandmother, who was killed while fleeing Lebanon in a civilian convoy. In 2018, her raw and revealing practice paid off when she entered a self-portrait depicting three generations of trauma into the Archibald Prize and became a finalist. The painting shows Amani holding a photograph of her mother, who in turn is holding a photograph of her mother.
My self-portrait, which I titled Insert Headline Here, was really about reclaiming the narrative from the media, from the courtroom, from all of the people out there who were engaging in any kind of gossip and, you know, watching my life online.
For Amani Hayder, it was a way to heal while empowering others to share their adversities too.
It was my way of also honouring my mum's memory and my grandmother's memory, because I don't see them as victims. I see them as very strong women.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News. If you or someone you know is affected by domestic violence, support is available from 1-800-RESPECT, which is 1-800-737-732, or online at 1800respect.org.au.